This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has backed down on his threat of military retaliation for Iran, but AP's Ben Thomas reports the situation is still tense.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
That was National Security Advisor John Bolton speaking in Israel Sunday alongside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. While President Trump called off airstrikes last week that he says Bolton was advocating, U.S. officials say he simultaneously gave the U.S. military a go-ahead for cyber attacks, targeting Iranian military computer systems that control its rocket and missile launchers. Meanwhile, Bolton says the economic pressure will continue.
We expect that the new sanctions President Trump referred to in preparation for some weeks will be announced publicly on Monday. Stay tuned.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
According to North Korean state media, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has received a personal letter from U.S. President Donald Trump and is contemplating its contents. The official Korean Central News Agency posted a picture of Kim holding a letter, apparently on White House letterhead. The report quoted Kim as praising its, quote, excellent content. No other details were available on that content. Thousands of supporters of LGBT rights marched in the Ukrainian capital Kiev under a heavy police presence on Sunday. They marched in the center of the capital while waving rainbow and Ukrainian flags. Thousands of police and National Guard troops stood by to ensure order. Organizers said about 8,000 people took part in the event. That included some several Western diplomats, but not Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who had been invited but did not respond. For more on this and other stories, voanews.com. This is VOA News.